The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives machine-like students focus.
Also, this dancer, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to sustain with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebulatimoti.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot. Welcome to day three of the quarterfinals. Fabian Chibundu and Stephanie Ame are already in the final four. And today, two debaters will be fighting for a chance to join them, win or go home. Next week, the final four will go head to head again on Monday and Tuesday in the semifinals, and the winners debate again in the final. One winner, 1 million naira. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Yes, the winner gets 1 million naira grand prize, but you also have the second and third place finishers getting money from our prize sponsor. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. They give you the opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US, in Europe, or Asia. They also offer scholarship for certain courses. You have ASUU in Nigeria talking about maybe making their strike indefinite. Perhaps you should take a look at international education and find out if there's a course and a scholarship with your name on it. Start today by calling 091-223-74818. 091-223-74818. So the winner gets 1 million naira, but 500,000 naira is going to the runner-up, and 250,000 naira is going to the second runner-up. Webster University Ghana also providing those gifts. Obiwizi.com has been our partner since the maiden edition in November 2021. And Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top three finishers. They're giving the winner a laptop, an HP laptop. The runner-up gets a Galaxy tablet. The second runner-up gets a Flip portable speaker. All top three finishers will walk away with smart watches as well. Obiwizi.com offers both new and good as new gadgets at affordable prices. And all of these gadgets are under warranty. They also provide repair, advisory, after sales service. You can find them on Instagram at Obiwizi. Obiwizi is spelled Obiwezy. In Abuja, they are at Omega Center Plaza. In Lagos, they are at number 26A Bosola Durusimieti Drive, Lekki Phase 1. Or you can just go to obiwizi.com and take a look at their offerings. All four semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha. They produce, they manufacture desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and tablets. And one of the children in this room today will go home with that tablet. All our contestants are getting a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. They already got it when they came during the round of 16. A a big thank you to Storm Body Spray. Pick up a can of Storm Body Spray from your favorite superstore. And our hospitality partner is Booker Hot. Thank you for making sure that each debater is fed after their debate is done. Now, you know that Booker Hot is a restaurant, right? You can find them in most parts of Lagos. But did you know that they also offer catering services? Oh, yeah. They can handle your private events. They can handle your birthdays. They can handle your Owan Bears. Reach out to them. They also have a new outlet opening up on Awolowo Way. Incidentally, opening up on September 1st. Now that you've met all of our partners, Lagos, let's debate. Let me introduce our contestants to you. Our first debater is our number 12 seed. He is a 13-year-old SS1 student at Ifako International Secondary School. Emmanuel Busari, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is our number 4 seed. She is the highest ranking seed still in the tournament. She's a 15-year-old SS2 student at Wellspring College. Adjike Deborah Joseph, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Ma.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will support and one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you will each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. We've provided pieces of paper for you. It's right there in front of you. We provided pens as well. While your opponent is speaking, I recommend that you note their points down. Now, remember that this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. And that means that there are no do-overs if you make an error. Just keep going because the clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. It doesn't matter how eloquently you repeat that point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points. Number of opponents' points addressed, very important if you want to win. The strength of your rebuttal of each point, also very, very important. If your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You will be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Are these points, are these rules clear?
Yes.
You already know your topic. Children under 15 should have their own phones. Children under 15 should have their own phones. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I have a coin to decide this. Deborah, since you are the higher seed, you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you will oppose the motion. I'm tossing the coin now. Choose?
Tail.
Tail. Heads it is. Which means that Emmanuel Busari will be supporting that children under 15 should have their own phones. And Deborah, I almost said Pamzat. Adjike Deborah will oppose that children under 15 should have their own phones. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for round one, the presentation round. The presentation round will start with the motion supporter and then we'll go to the motion opposer.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra. But I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. It's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter. Our motion supporter is our number 12 seed. He's 13 years old. He's in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School. Emmanuel Bosari, your 3 minutes start now.
The arrival of smartphone is not only a relief to parents, but to the entire of humanity. According to a survey carried out by a location-based system like 360, it showed that 56% of parents gave children phones for the reason of safety. This further stresses that phones can be used for safety reasons. So it's natural that parents want to give children phones so that they can know that their children are safe. But before I go deep into the topics, common courtesy to give one or two more is due. Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, and my attentive audience. My name is Afolayan Busari Emmanuel, Boniface student of Ifako International Secondary School, and I'm here to support the motion state that children under 15 should have phones. Firstly, communication. We live in the 21st century. What a very busy era. Imagine as a parent are coming back from work and are held up in traffic only to know that your children are stuck at home without any parental supervision. This is very worrisome for a parent, but all you have to do is just put a call through to them and this deals with the unnecessary worry. Socialization. According to daily experiences, it shows that humans are gregarious, which means that we tend to associate with each other. And according to Dr. Grace Moore, we are gregarious. And according to Eric Erickson, a famous German psychologist, he said that we need each other, and the sooner we know that, the better for all. Protection from harm. Giving children phones give them access to GPS, global positioning system, which allows you to know where they are. So this allows you to know that your children are safe wherever they are. Promotion of expertise. Children who didn't have phones during the pandemic, they were crying out loud because they didn't have anything to use to learn anything extra during the pandemic. And it's only sensible that children under the age of 15 should have phones so that they can be able to boost their technical know-how. Promotion of profitable engagement. Parents don't have enough time to keep their children busy all the time, but giving them phones give them access to educational apps and games that they can use to keep themselves busy all the time. Private memories. Giving children phones gives them access to things that can help keep memories. Like if they go for excursions or parties, they can use it to take pictures, and it will be a wonderful feeling for them to see a picture that was taken from over 20 years ago. Access to educational apps. Giving children phones gives them access to apps like ULesson, Edmodo, and Google Classroom. Depriving them of phones will deprive them of apps that can help boost their mathematical and analytical thinking. Coordination. Children are naturally disorganized, but giving children phones gives them tools that they can help deal with that problem, because they can set reminders so that they can be able to remember that to do their chores and their assignments. Geographical location. Giving children phones gives them access to apps like Google Maps, which allows you to know where they are. So in case they are lost when they are out all by themselves, you can come and pick them up, or they can find their way back by themselves. Lagos State saw it as the way forward. Giving children, according to the Guardian newspaper, of May 2016, it showed that Lagos State gave children phones, and those most of the children were under the age of 15. So, and the Lagos State gave the phones to children to boost digital divide. It teaches a sense of responsibility. And giving children phones, it teaches a sense of responsibility. This is because they will guard the phone justly, because they know this might be the most expensive piece of gadget that they have. And if anything should happen to it, there is a price to pay. In conclusion, according to a survey carried out on Bill Gates, the co-owner of Microsoft, he said, I gave children phones under the age of 15, when they were at the age of 14. With the follow-up points of mine, I hope I've been able to enlighten and brighten your perception of the topic. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Bosari. Well done. Great work. Oh, good job, Emmanuel. Emmanuel Bosari is a veteran of I Beg to Differ. We've met him during the maiden edition of I Beg to Differ back in November 2021. He got all the way to third place. He finished fourth. He was a part of the third place match. He finished fourth, and now he's back. He's got into the quarterfinals. We'll see how he does for the rest of the tournament. His opposer is a brand new entrant into the I Beg to Differ Hall. She's our number 4 seed. She's the highest ranking seed still in the tournament. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2, and her school is Wellspring College. Ajike Deborah Joseph, your 3 minutes to oppose the motion that children under 15 should have their own phones start now.
Good morning, moderator, panel. This is my co-debater. My name is Ajike Deborah Joseph, and I'm here to oppose the motion that says children under the age of 15 should be allowed to own phones. Now, the fact of this motion is very clear and irrefutable. First of all, it has been proven scientifically, children as children and therefore are psychologically and socially immature. Additionally, the parents allowing their children below the age of 15 to use a phone, this will not encourage. Allowing children below the age of 15 to own a phone will lead to will lead to undisputed high use of the phone. What do I mean? If children below the age of 15 are allowed to make use of phone, this will lead them to higher exposure to the screen time of the to lead them to more exposure. This will lead to lifelong health issues such as attraction disorder. Secondly, allowing the children below the age of 15 to own a phone was also lead to cybercrime. What do I mean? According to FBI, about 2,000 reports come in daily for cybercrime, and also Nigeria is ranked 16th of the country most affected by cybercrimes. Now, if adults who are mature and experienced are more exposed to cybercrime, what do you think of children who are immature and less experienced? Allowing children below the age of 15 to own a phone also lead them to subtle and highly pornographic content and immoral content. Children below the age of 15 should not be allowed to own a phone, because when they do own a phone, you're exposing them to content which are external, and then you're bringing them to their very rooms in order for them to have access to this app. Allowing children below the age of 15 to own a phone is also a financial burden on the parents. In Nigeria now, we have about 49% of parents who are living below poverty line, and 25% of Nigerians are vulnerable to poverty. Now, allowing children below the age of 15 will actually put pressure on the parents in order for them to work in order to provide these tablets for the children. Additionally, allowing children below the age of 15 to own children are not matured enough for the responsibility and duty that comes with owning a phone. Children below the age of 15 when they own a phone, they will have the responsibility of maintaining the phone, such as buying airtime and also repairing the phone when it spoils. Now, if the parents are not able to meet up to that demand, this will push the children to engage in vices such as stealing in order for them to meet up to that demand of using their phone. Additionally, allowing children below the age of 15 to own a phone will lead to psychological and mental disorder. What do I mean? These children are less experienced. Giving a child a device has scientifically proven that it will have a psychological and mental effect on them. Therefore, allowing children below the age of 15 to make use of this device will actually have we are pushing them headlong into this technologically driven world, and therefore they won't be able to survive. Additionally, allowing the children below the age of 15 to make use of this will actually limit their social life. What do I mean? Children will be able to believe what they see on the social media more than what they see in the real life, and this can lead to things such as depression and also suicide. High risk of suicide has been linked to what people see and what people hear. Children might have low self-esteem, and therefore this can lead them to commit suicide. Additionally, allowing children below the age of 15 to own a phone will actually be a pressure on parents. Now, parents have to are already working harder to meet the financial demands of the family, and are suggesting that they should buy phones for the children to use. Now, what can the children make use of the phone of the elderly or the parents? Suggesting that children should not own a phone doesn't mean that they shouldn't use the phone. It doesn't mean that they should not own a phone. And therefore,
Adike Deborah, well done. Good job. That was brilliant. Well done. A great recovery. Great recovery. Well done. That's how you do it. Okay. What a great first round. If you just tuned in, you just caught the presentation round of day 3 quarterfinals. This match is between our number 12 seed and our number 4 seed. Our number 12 seed is Emmanuel Busari, returning. He's 13 years old. He's in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School. When we met him back in November 2021, he was 12 and in JS3. He got all the way to 4th. He finished 4th. Our second debater is our number 4 seed. She's the highest ranking seed still in the tournament. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at Wellspring College, Adjudicate Deborah Joseph. And they just debated that children under 15 should have their own phones. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, the moderator. We have our judges joining us from the UK, Canada, and right here in Nigeria. And they have just listened to a wonderful first round. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for the rebuttal round. During the rebuttal round, let me remind both of you that you can actually hold your paper up. That way, when you're talking, you're not shifting away from the mic. So you can hold up your paper like this while you are making your points. Let's take that break now. We'll be right back. The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
This system also gives machine-like students focus.
After this dance, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top 8 made it to the Elite 8.
We must consider that presently, the country is
and we even have one top 4 seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job?
Ladies Quarterfinals Week in their Beg to Differ Debate Tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabia Chibdu. I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Apule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million Naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
So, it's been almost 200 days of ASUU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist. Guess what? If you've ever wanted to go to an American university, now is your chance. Webster University Ghana Campus is taking applications for its undergraduate and graduate programs for August and October intakes. I mean, you can get a scholarship to study computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has its master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818. 091-223-74818 now for more details.
Thank you to Webster University for providing our prize money. Thank you to Obiwizi.com for ensuring that at least one of these students here will get a gift. Katsi Obiwizi.com. RLG Communication also ensuring that at least one of the students in the studio right now will get a tablet. And thank you to Storm Body Spray for providing them with great scents, and to Booker Hot for ensuring that they will be well fed on their way out of this place. Lagos, you have heard the presentation round from our number 12 seed, 13 years old in SS1 at Ifakor International Secondary School, Emmanuel Busari. You've also heard from our second debater, number 4 seed, 15 years old in SS2 at Wellspring College, Ajike Deborah Joseph. Ajike opposed that children under 15 should have their own phones, which means that Emmanuel supported that children under 15 should have their own phones. Now, it's time for the second round, the rebuttal round. And this time we'll start with the motion opposer. Ajike Deborah Joseph, your 3 minutes start now.
You mentioned 2 points, which is safety and protection, which are actually the same point that children who, when they own phone, they'll be safely protected. Then let me mention that you have other softwares which can be attached to their body, software which can be attached to the body. They actually send a signal to the parents and inform the parent that when the child is in danger, therefore the parent need not worry about the child's safety without giving the child a phone. Also, you made mention of socialization, meaning that children who make use of phone be able to socialize more. Now, will you compromise your child's safety for socialization when online this children? Children encounter cyberbullying and people who actually harass them online, which can also lead to depression, like I mentioned earlier. Also lead to more access for education. Now, for you to not to own a phone doesn't mean you don't have access to a phone. You can have access to more knowledgeable websites, making use of your parents' phone. Your parents can buy 2 or more devices for you in order for them to use it, and therefore allow you to access some for you to actually gather the knowledge you have. The same for memories. You can save memories in your parents' phone. So when you finally get your own, you transfer those memories to your own phone. The same for educational apps. Okay, making mention of educational apps, we don't have control over pornographic sites. They can't send pornographic images on any tablet. Therefore, allowing children below the ages of 15 to own a phone will actually give them access to this pornographic site, as parents now are illiterate and do not even know more about these apps, and children are more knowledgeable about it. Additionally, you mentioned about organization, about alarm clocks and everything. We can make use of alarm clocks physically without making use of phone. Also, like I said earlier, not owning the phone doesn't mean you don't make use of phone. You can make use of your parents' phone to set your alarm. You may mention of communication, safety, a safe way to actually communicate with your children. Yes, you can actually give your child your own phone if you have to, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you buy for them. You can hand them one of yours to actually communicate with them. When they come back, they give it to you. The point is just for you parents to restrict the access of the child and not allow the child to do more than they actually meant to do with the phone. You also made mention of responsibility. If you need your children to be responsible, phone is not the only item you need to buy for them to be responsible. Research has proven that yes, most children become responsible when they have an ISM, but ISM doesn't mean phone. When actually give your child a phone, it means them to be academically unsuccessful. What do I mean? Because they'll be distracted by the phone and therefore will not pay more focus on their educational work. Additionally, you made mention of expertise about them learning. Like I said earlier, scientifically, it's proven that children mature differently. Now, what about a child who is not mature enough to make it? Because some 15-year-olds are not even mature to make use of this phone. Actually, it's time that we should still give them the phone for them to be expertise when they are not even mature to make use of it. You also made mention of geographical location. You can make use of maps. You can also make use of your parents' phone. Like I said, they are not you on not on the phone. Doesn't mean you don't make use of your phone. Therefore, you can make use of. Therefore, these are the points you made that I want to report. Additionally, making not owning a phone, allowing children to own a phone will actually limit, will actually distract them in the sense that instead of them to focus on activities they are meant to do, they'll be busy visiting social media sites like Instagrams and TikToks. Additionally, allowing children below the age of 15 to own a phone, like I said, will expose them to high exposure of the screen, which can lead to illnesses. Allowing children below the age of 15 to own a phone will actually affect them psychologically and mentally. It has been proven that children below the age of 15 who actually own this phone are mentally and psychologically affected because they are not mature enough to make use of these phones. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deborah. Well done. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I'm glad I'm not a judge. Good luck to Nduka, to Nike, and to Chief Obo Foribo. All right, let's come now to Emmanuel Busari. Emmanuel Busari, you've got 3 minutes. It starts now.
Sister John, existing protocols are remain for Larry Busari Emmanuel. I'd like to start my rebuttal by addressing the first point that my opponent made, that children are immature physically and socially. In my own opinion, if you're as long as you're below 15, all you should be mature enough to handle a phone. And giving children a phone actually helps them make them more mature. You also said eye problems. Phones have come with anti-glare function, which helps you to dim the light. You can also dim the light yourself. And if I thought you can, your phone doesn't have that function, you can help your children buy like anti-glare glasses. Cybercrime is not the fault of the phone, it's actually the fault of the user. So you really can't blame phones for the fault of cybercrime. This is because the phone is not the fault of cybercrime, but the children. So parents need to exert control on their children and stop blaming phones. Pornography, according to Albert Einstein, we can't solve a problem with the same thinking that started it. Not giving children phone because of the so-called pornography that I mentioned, it's not helping them at all. Financial problem. Nothing is too much for somebody's child. Like now, assuming your parents said that the transport fare to get to I beg to differ studio is too much. You can't go again. You forfeit. What will you then say? Financial problem should not be a problem. Financial problem shouldn't be an excuse for parents not to give children phones. Not responsible. You can also you said that they are not responsible and it also pushes them into vice. However, it actually teaches them responsibility. Like I said in my presentation round, teaches them responsibility. This is because it might be the most expensive piece of gadgetry that they might ever have, and giving it to them will make them more responsible of their belongings. Mentally, you said that giving children phones will make them mentally, which is actually not true. It actually boosts their because of apps like Edmondo, like I said, and Ulesson. It helps boost their educational capability. Suicide, one of the causes of suicide when you talk about a phone is cybercrime, and it's actually not the fault of the phone, but people who use it. And you also said that what can a child use a phone for? A child can use it to socialize with his friends. You can use it to promote thinking. It can help them boost their technical know-how. Or imagine like if you didn't come to school on a particular day and you forgot your assignments at home, you can use it to communicate with your friends so that you can be able to get the assignment, so it's not be as if you missed an entire day of school. And parents, you said that parents should give them a phone. Parents are too busy to give children their own phone. So to solve the situation even faster, just give them their own phone so that you can be able to that they won't stress the parents. Transfer, until like they will transfer any file to their parents' phone. If they don't have their own phone, what can they use to transfer to their parents' phone? What? They can't use anything else to transfer to their parents' phone without theirs. And you said that parents are illiterate. They are not, because they are working to day and night for their children to be able to have a better life. And you said that children can use other devices in place of phone, like maps. Well, in the 21st century, devices like phones were made to make life more convenient. So saying that we should use maps is thinking in 1990s thinking. And you said that it will make them academically so unsuccessful. Like I said before, they can use educational apps, they can use to boost their mathematical thinking and short. And distraction is actually not a distraction. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done, Busari. Good job to both of you. I couldn't hold my laughter there when he said they should use maths. This is the 21st century, not 1990 something. So 1990 something is now olden days. Thank God, these people. Oh, I don't know how to feel about that. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You just heard from our number 12 seed, 13 years old in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School. His opponent is our number 4 seed. Like I've been saying, she's the highest ranking seed still in the tournament for August. This is our 4th tournament so far. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at Wellspring College. Both of them have debated that children under 15 should have their own phones. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, you will hear from our judges. Hopefully, there's no tie, but if there is a tie, they'll switch sides and they will oppose what they supported or support what they opposed.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra. But I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives marginalized students focus.
After this dance, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top 8 made it to the Elite 8.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top 4 seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajikede Brothers.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obwizzy.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hunt.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and I have the results in my hand. First of all, there is no tie. There is a clear winner. We know who will return next week for the semifinals. Let me say that the judges said that this is the highest scoring match so far. The chief judge has asked that whoever goes home today be added to the waiting list for the Tournament of Champions. With that said, in the presentation round, Emmanuel Busari scored 61, Deborah Ajike scored 55. For presentation style, Emmanuel Busari scored 23, Deborah Ajike scored 17. In the rebuttal round, Emmanuel Busari scored 65. Deborah Ajike scored 59. For rebuttal style, Emmanuel Busari scored 23. Deborah Ajike scored 20.
Thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate. But the debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ semifinals with 172 to 151 is Emmanuel Busari. Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Deborah, this is not the end for you. Like I said, this is the highest score that we've seen in this match. And so you are automatically getting a ticket to wait and participate in our Tournament of Champions coming up at the end of this year.
Thank you.
You were a phenomenal debater. If you had met any other debater, you would be in the semifinals right now. Well done. Congratulations. I want you to feel proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Good job. Congratulations, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Good to see you again in the semifinals. All right, we're going to send you your topic by tomorrow, hopefully. Actually, maybe by today, because I think you're going to be facing the candidate from Monday. So we're going to be sending you your topic by the end of tonight, so that you can get ready for your semi-final match on Monday. But well done. Congratulations. Buka Hot is waiting downstairs to feed you. Lagos. What a debate. It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me? It felt like I was listening to a final. Like they were just like, bash, goes, bash, goes. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Deborah was so good that the judges said, no, we have to see her again during the Tournament of Champions. And I'm really glad that we're going to have her. We're going to have Ramadan, we're going to have Tamvita Kaushik, Esther Bewaji, and Ruth Okorocha, and of course whoever wins this particular tournament. Lagos, let's hear from you. But when we come back from this break, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives nationalized students focus.
Also, these dancers, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in a democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Phoebe Achebdu.
I am Prince Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajikede Brajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichip.
I am Musa Nicolas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.